This is CliffCentral.com. From the township, my bitch is bad. I usually tap, no strings attached. You take my hand, we fall in love. I just hope you can catch. I take you on. Yeah, that's the music of AKA featuring Jay Something, and it's a little bit of sunshine. I must say, I've been watching a show on television lately on MultiChoice called The Hustle, and I'm loving it. I didn't think I'd love it so much. And it stars AKA as well as Proverb was on as a guest, Doomy from Doomy and The Volume, and of course, Pro Kid was on as well. It was amazing just seeing these guys who are rapper hopefuls, hustlers, as they like to call themselves, MCs trying to make it in the world of hip hop. And there is Mr. Forbes himself. Somebody that I really enjoy as a rapper, but not always as a human being lately, especially with all the beef that he has, the tours, the social media beef that he has with Casper and every other rapper that's out there. It's just like, come on, guy, let's get over that. Come on, Zanti. However, like as a person on the show, he comes across as someone who really knows about the game, the music biz, and someone who can really help young people get somewhere when it comes to this game of rap. So I'm enjoying that show. It's called The Hustle. It plays, I'm not even sure when, because I just watch everything on catch up. So I never know what shows are playing on what day. But some really big news happening these past couple of days. And we're going to talk all about it right here on Black Life. And in case you didn't know, this is Dumi Shomasha. And you're tuned in to Black Life. I'm waiting for Monabc to get here any minute now. And we'll talk some more. But in the meantime, though, we're going to be talking about a couple of things that have happened this week. As you know, Oscar Pistorius was supposed to be released this week. And suddenly, the Minister of Correctional Services is like, no, you ain't going nowhere. You didn't make bail. You didn't make parole. You stay right in jail. What do you think about that? Let us know. You can, of course, call us. You can also WeChat us. You can hook us up on Twitter. Remember, my handle is at Dumi Shomasha. Otherwise, if you have any other questions, you can also write to at Black Magazine. And make sure that you let us know what your thoughts are about that, because Oscar was supposed to be getting out of prison today. He was supposed to be walking out after serving just a sixth of his sentence. That's what a life costs nowadays. You can just serve a sixth of your sentence, and then next thing you know, you can be out of there. But they said, no, Oskido, you are going to stay here. You're not going anywhere, Papa, because you are in a lot of trouble, my friend. And I don't know. I think it's a good idea. I think for his own safety, if justice does not seem to have been served, then people might take the law into their own hands. Do you worry about that? I worry about that sometimes. But more than anything, I don't know. I think sometimes I have this mean streak inside of me that says, no, that bastard must stay in jail because it's justice. I mean, what do I know about justice? I just feel like if a guy did something like that, you know, to my sister or someone that I know, then I'd want him to stay in there for more than a couple of months. I'd want him to stay there forever. And if they let him out, then I would certainly be out there trying to make sure that I'm the next one in, because he's going to be dying at my hands. But other things that we have in store for you today, we have some guys from Kopitori. You know, Kopitori Ratajeze Mafuitu. So today, we've got guys who are going to come in. We're going to talk about jazz. These are the acoustics groups guys, and we're going to talk everything about jazz, where it started. These guys believe that jazz originated in Pretoria. If you disagree with them, you just let us know. I agree with them. Well, because I'm from Pretoria, so it's all good. On Twitter, this past week, some interesting things have been happening. There's this new e-toll campaign, right, where they use, Sunrail is using celebrities, right, to convince us that it's the right thing to pay e-tolls. So they've got Kanyimbao as one of the celebrities, as well as Mini Dlamini. And, you know, my feelings about the e-toll thing to begin with are like, first of all, I'm just going to say it straight up, it's bullshit. They can get enough money from the fuel levy. We don't need to be paying from the e-tolls. My biggest problem with the e-tolls, actually, is also that for every rand that you pay for your e-tolls, another rand is paid to the guys who are administering the e-tolls. So basically, the guys who are administering the payments are getting as much tax money as we are paying. And I've never really thought that this was a good way. I mean, it's the most inefficient way to collect money. But the biggest problem now is using celebrities for these campaigns couldn't have been cheap, because surely these guys are getting paid top dollar. So we are saying we don't have enough money from the public for these e-tolls. But I tell you what, let's pay celebrities millions of rands from the money we could have used to pay e-tolls to convince ordinary Joes to pay those e-tolls. I think it's wrong. I think it's really, really wrong. And the biggest reason why I think it's wrong is because I wasn't one of those celebrities who's getting paid millions of rands. If I was, I can tell you right now, boy, I would be on that message telling you every day, pay your e-tolls. I'd be even tweeting. I'd be Facebooking you. I'd be WhatsApping you directly to your own number. But that's a topic for another day. Right now, though, in the studio with me, I got the guys from Acoustics Group, Stanford and Obza. Aubrey, how you guys doing? Oh, hang on a second. Let me make sure that you guys are actually with us. Let me ask that again. How are you guys doing? Are you good?
No, we're great.
We're great.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, Fere?
I'm Munate.
Munate Fela.
Munate Fela.
But wait, let's talk about Pretoria.
Yeah.
Like, you just came in right now from Pretoria, eh? Yeah, literally.
There was a couple of stops before, but we got here.
Where in Pretoria are you guys from? Aubrey, I'll start with you.
From Maritzburg.
Both of you? Or just you?
Just me. He's not far from me, actually. Pretoria West.
Pretoria West.
Yeah.
So you're from Etchingville, you're from Pretoria West, which is basically Etchingville.
Yeah.
Or Lodium. Are you from Lodium, Papa?
Nah. Pretoria West.
Pretoria West sounds like a rough part of town, eh? I mean, I've seen, you know, I lived in Pretoria. I grew up there. And that was a place you didn't go unless you knew what you were doing.
Pretoria West.
Yo, it was rough. Is it still rough?
No, it's not.
Is it better? Is it by the showgrounds there?
By the showgrounds
yeah.
there.
Yeah, no. Hey, no nama buguru daka le me bra. No ni wada. And no? Fede?
Aye, bunate.
So guys, tell us about this company called Acoustics Group. You guys, why do you call yourselves a group, first of all, as opposed to just Acoustics Pty Limited or CC?
Okay.
Well, everything started in 2006 as Acoustics Events.
Okay.
And, you know, as we grew,
uh-huh.
we introduced a lot of departments into Acoustics Events.
Ah, so you guys started off doing, like, you were an eventing company, yeah. a regular eventing company.
Basically, when we started, we were just a technical supply and technical consultant company. We're uh-huh. doing your sound, stage, lighting, and all those kind of things.
Okay, all right, yeah. all right. You guys are sound engineers, I take it. Originally,
I'm the sound engineer.
Oh, but you are
on production.
Oh, you're on production.
Yeah, on production.
Okay, okay. So, yeah. so you guys originally started out in because you know every black man and their mama wants to go in. If they want to go into business, they want to do events. What have you guys done that's so different? I know that it's one of the hardest things to get into, but it seems is. Like everybody wants it to is. Get into it. At one point, I even wanted to get into it. What have you guys done so different, Obza, that has made it successful for you?
So far, mm-hmm. I mean, we've introduced a system now where we market the our events. Basically, our events are structured around education.
Okay.
Yeah.
What does that mean? You get a bunch of school kids to come to every event?
No. Not really. Not really. Our events has to they have to have some sort of meaning.
Oh. You know,
it shouldn't just be any other event. Basically.
Okay.
Just on the point that you yeah. said, every guy or every woman wants to get into events.
Exactly.
You
know,
so
yeah. What I said was every guy and their mama.
Every guy and their mama. So we just on that point, the industry is getting a bit crowded with just anybody who just wants to come in. You know.
Yeah. And sometimes people they just want to supply tents and chairs yeah. and toilets.
You know, and they do.
Some people want to go into catering because
rats are the DJ party.
DJ gigs. Call them, yeah.
Yeah, we wanted to do DJ parties.
Thou shalt
pass. We do DJ parties.
Thou shalt
pass. Or we give away t-shirts at election time.
Thou shalt pass.
And then we call that eventing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is eventing, really? From your guys' experience. You guys do it on a high level.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, eventing.
Is it a tough question?
What does
it's a tough
mean
question.
For you? What
it's
does
a
it
tough
mean
question.
For you?
But if you look at it, from a point of a festival.
Mm-hmm.
At a point of a concert.
Okay, what's the difference between a festival and a concert? Because that's something we want to get into. Like when I was growing up, there was Moretele Park, right?
Yeah.
And that was a festival.
That's a festival.
And then there's like a concert. Which
a concert
is
like a 1, 2, 3 acts show.
Oh,
a
I see.
A festival is like Moretele Park.
Yeah, they're day and night.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just that the law doesn't allow it kuzeguse nowadays. You know?
Oh, really? What does the law say about that?
Especially Kopitori da.
What does the law say about that?
2 o'clock, 2 a.m., you shut down.
You shut down at 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's not going to work, guys. Yes. I mean, we're just starting the party at 2 a.m. Okay, but then you guys have now become acoustics group. So you're not just eventing. I mean, you're doing all sorts of other things as well. You're going into catering. You're going into television production. And we're going to talk about your new TV production that's coming out quite soon. Yeah. But I think it's an interesting journey that you guys took from just being an events company, being suppliers even. And there are major suppliers out there that could have just shut you down, basically. Let's start there. How did you survive and thrive in an environment that is really not built and catered for people like you?
Well, it started... That was a big challenge, you know, when we assessed everything. And we saw that, look, instead of us going against those guys and begging people for work, we'd rather create
sort
our
of
own
being
work.
the BEE supplier.
Yeah.
When they need you today, it's you guys. Tomorrow it's someone else. Just like, you know what, we don't need you today.
Yeah.
So stop calling us. We'll call you when we need you.
Yeah, you know. So we took it to ourselves that, look, for us to survive in this industry, we need to create our own work. And that is something that also got to that point whereby we say we're not going to be acoustics events anymore. We will be a big acoustics group, because from creating our own work, we saw all these business avenues whereby we can create other companies that will be able to build this thing up and sustain this thing.
Vuga mtomnyama, vuga.
Okay, so what exactly are the companies in acoustics group, or departments, if you call them that?
Yeah, they move from departments to companies now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So well, the companies then in the acoustics group.
So we've got Acoustics Learning Academy.
Okay.
Which is, like Aubrey said, we're basing everything on education.
Yeah.
All right.
Acoustics Learning Academy is headed by Mr. Greg Mason, who is, we could say he's the number one business action coach.
Didn't he have a show? Is that him?
He had a show on SABC 3.
What was it called again?
The Business Coach.
The Business Coach. Oh, all right. Yeah, so
that's
now
him right there.
All right. So you got him heading up that education side.
Yeah,
awesome.
He's heading up Acoustics Learning Academy.
Okay. And what can I come and learn engineering? Electronics or plumbing?
Not yet.
Oh, we'll be getting there. At the moment, what can I learn at the moment?
So what happened with what's going on with Acoustics Learning Academy is that we are a CETA accredited training provider. At the moment, we're focusing on the music business and the hospitality.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
I mean, those are two major things that everyone wants to get into. Like I said, everyone and their mama, music and hospitality.
Yeah, you know.
Because my mom said I can sing. And it's like, it's not that simple. Or, you know, so what if Kazwakala and then produce that? I want to produce and grata hip hop.
Yeah, because my mom doesn't want to hurt you. Every morning, whole kosher in the all busy, oh, but teddy la la la. And she's, no, my son, you can sing. You'll be a star, you know.
And when I DJ Young at the Stockfell, so you didn't know Okono DJ or only production skills,
you know? Yeah, but so we looked at things from the point that, you know, there's a lot of transformation that can happen in this country, not only in this country, but in Africa as a whole.
But also if people are given that opportunity to learn, right?
People are given that opportunity to learn.
So take your passion, take it further, learn how to do it properly,
and then
there you go.
There's people out there that can actually teach you how to take your passion further.
Hallelujah.
You know?
Let's get into the meat of this whole thing, because now I'm excited about this new show that you guys are doing. This show, it's called...
The My Jazz Experience.
Yes. It's a TV documentary, and I want to let you guys explain it, but it's a TV documentary basically that tracks the origins of jazz in South Africa all the way back to Atteridgeville.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's a...
Why Atteridgeville?
It's a project.
I'm hating. Why Atteridgeville?
That's because it's from the East Rand. He thinks everything is from there.
The My Jazz is a project.
You guys have something that originated from the East Rand.
We have a lot of things.
Hijacking came from that side. You guys have got something.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder why our guests are all from Pretoria. And like, why? What's going on?
It's like, hijack.
We've hijacked this.
This Pretoria thing is a problem.
So, tell us about this show. And I mean, why do you say that jazz originated in Pretoria?
Well, if you look at the historical steps of jazz, mm-hmm. South African jazz.
Let's look at them.
You know
what are those historical steps?
Well, actually, Pretoria is called the official home of jazz.
Mm. Okay, so that's fair enough.
Who said that?
It is historically.
Why? Tell us why.
It is, and you know, to our research and everything, that came to be because of all the icons and the jazz stars that were born there.
Okay.
In those days.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Kale.
You know? And to our research,
yeah,
that's actually been proven.
Okay. So like who, though?
It's a fact.
Okay, like who? Bomang.
Yeah. We'll give you for example, I'll
don't be afraid.
For example,
we're now in it.
You know, Mr. Abdullah Ibrahim.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, he's one of those that
he's not from Cape Town.
Is he from Mums?
No.
Or Atteridgeville.
No.
Dollar brand the most of Cape Town.
Maravasta. Because Atteridgeville originated from Maravasta.
Okay.
Ah, so now you're claiming Maravasta.
No.
But Maravasta isn't Pretoria, though, right?
Like, Maravasta isn't
security.
Pretoria.
What? You must call these guys out of here. Security.
Look, in the days of the, what are they called? Those laws, Group Various Act, I think.
Yes.
They were moved from, it was Lady Selborne and Maravasta.
Right.
And then that. That's when Atteridgeville was established, and they had to be moved from there into those homes.
So Atteridgeville came before Mamelodi, obviously, or at the same time.
No. I think I'm not sure on that.
Okay,
let me not be
all right.
Stand corrected. But,
health.
Yeah, no,
but you can give us your opinion, then we can stand corrected on that. So you're saying Atteridgeville came before Mamelodi, or they came around the same time?
Probably came around the same time.
Okay, roughly.
Yeah. You know,
give or take. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're saying according to what Abdullah Ibrahim told you guys, he's from there.
Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. And who else?
According to what he told me.
Yeah. That's what he said. Even here.
Yeah.
It wasn't from a third party.
That's what he said.
That's what he said about himself.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. I know that his father was actually Sotho.
Yes.
What was his father's name again? He named one album after his father. I can't remember.
He actually confirmed that to me a couple of days ago. That his father was actually Sotho.
Really? Yeah,
because I thought he was colored. You know, like,
No, but he is colored. That doesn't mean he's not colored.
Yeah, yeah. Colors are black and white. Does he speak
Sotho? I
doubt
it.
No, he doesn't speak
Sotho. I doubt it.
He doesn't speak Sotho. He speaks Afrikaans, though.
Because
at some point, you know,
growing up in the flats, I think you would speak Afrikaans.
Also, remember in the old days, guys, even in Mamelodi, there are black families who are blacker than you and I, who speak full-time Afrikaans.
Yeah.
Like their home language.
Yeah.
Like when you ask them...
Like what Joan Ramakgoshi, for example, she looks colored.
Yeah, but she's Pedi. She's Pedi, right?
Yeah.
Does she speak Afrikaans as well?
No,
she speaks Pedi. Yeah. But I know like families that I know, Makambeni, for example, who are Shangaan. Yeah. But they speak Afrikaans at home. Like that's what grandfather spoke. So grandmother, they spoke to each other. The grandparents spoke it. The great-grandparents. Now we speak it as if we're Afrikaans, but we're not colored. We're black people who speak Afrikaans. That happens, which is quite strange. And it also happens around the country as well, in places like Northern Cape, in places like the Western Cape as well. Even in the Northwest, there are swathes of people who just are Afrikaans speaking. But anyway, let's move on. So who else? Who else is from Pretoria that is a great jazzy? That's a jazzer, more jazz. I know Huma Sakela at one point lived in Mamelodi. That's what he told me.
That's what he told you.
I mean, you know, when we used to chat and have lunches.
These offline chats must be recorded. They must be recorded because this...
Okay,
James, you threw me off. Like I was going to ask like mad questions and then you said...
You must ask
the original
questions.
Home of jazz. Abdullah's from Mamelo, Atteridgeville.
But everyone owns jazz then. Let's talk about it, Monavis. From the Eastern, Kwatem aside. What was happening there?
You grew up in Kwatem.
Oh, okay. He told you that as well.
Yeah.
But Bravusi is from... He was born in Lady Selborne.
Vusi Matlasela. Yeah. I interviewed him on Top Billing once, and I actually went to his house in
Mamelodi,
where they were chilling. Yeah. But we're tight, you know, him and I.
Yeah, I'm sure. Name dropping. Guys, this is a problem.
And as well.
You've got a name drop, though. Come on. Just, if you know somebody, you got to put it out there.
Yeah.
Sure,
Tokwesi Hume.
Tokwesi Hume.
Yeah.
Atteridgeville.
All right.
and the hands go wide. You know, but guys, you know this.
Okay, but from back in the day, hey?
Back in the day.
These are guys from back in the day. I mean, guys from now, lately, the 80-something, we can't say that that was the origins of jazz. The first jazz group.
Philip Taba.
Philip Taba. Dr. Philip Taba. You know, the first jazz group was Huma Sagela, Abdullah Ibrahim, and Jonas Gwangwa. The Jazz Epistles, as they were called back then. They were the first recorded South African jazz group in South Africa. I've got their album here somewhere. And so are you saying, like, those guys were like, since we're all from Pretoria, chaps, let's just get together and start this thing called jazz.
You know, Abdullah Ibrahim actually mentioned something very, very interesting to me. There's like a theater. I think it's still there in Marawastad,
mm-hmm.
but it's old now.
What is it, like a cinema?
Yeah, sort of like a theater.
Oh, it's a theater.
Yeah, he told me they used to get together there, you know, Lomajita and just jam there, you know, doing their jazz sounds and all that.
Yeah.
Back in those days, like your 1930s and all that, you know.
I remember back in the day going to, I don't know if it's the same theater though, and watching every Christmas, the Jesus Christ Story. I don't know if you guys went there, but it was
Komaravastad.
It was a long time ago.
No, that's there. You're on your own there. That never happened. See Stanford and, like, they didn't go there. Right? They did not go there. You're on your own there. You know, the faces just came like.
Before they were like segregated. What? They were desegregated cinema.
Maybe the station. But
do you remember those old? Do you remember those old like the Jesus stories?
Yeah.
Every Christmas. Or in every Easter,
it birthed your theater dream to say I want to.
Well, the film dream, because I was like, yo, this film. You know, I knew it was a film, but I was like, this guy. You know, it's amazing. It looks so real. Well, it wasn't Chuck Norris. It was this guy. You remember that old story, the first one that you saw, the original Jesus Christ, that guy with the beard and the long hair. It was a good looking brother as well.
White guy, not a black guy.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, have you seen a Jesus movie with a black guy?
Which part did you play?
I didn't play any part. I'm saying that sparked my love for film. And I was like, maybe one day
Gents, why is it that these moms at Ridgeville? Every week we hear another story. You know?
Okay, look, I've got the Jazz Epistles here. I've got some of the music here, you know.
I wanna ask, so this documentary that you are doing, ne?
Yeah,
is it based on Ettridgeville?
No.
Okay.
It's based on Pretoria as the home of jazz.
Okay.
Celebrates jazz universally, basically.
Via
Ettridgeville.
Well, not only Ettridgeville. I mean, it's Pretoria, also Pretoria as well.
Pretoria.
Ettridgeville is not.
It's sort of baby steps. We're retracing the roots of jazz.
Right. You know, when I grew up, like Evaya Orlando, you know, I've never heard Evaya something Ettridgeville, or you know. By the way, you know, just out of interest, you know, the behind Nelson Mandela, Soweto is probably the second most known brand out of Africa. You know, Soweto. Yeah,
because it's marketed.
By who?
By the people and by the events that took place there, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
But in your defense, something which a lot of people don't know about, you know, the 76 uprising, ne?
Yeah.
They said 80% of those children that were marching were from Mamelodi and Ettridgeville, respectively.
Mm. Actually, what I've heard was that the actual first victim.
Right.
Was from Ettridgeville. Her name is Sateke.
Okay.
I forgot the name.
I will Google it just now.
We'll Google it, but it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, from, I think it's the H. Peter High School.
Okay. Yeah. In Ettridgeville.
In Ettridgeville. Yeah.
Kopeli. But you know, I like the lineup in your show. You've got Bob Mabena coming in, who's going to be talking about his influence when it comes to jazz and what made him become a DJ. He was a huge influence in my life growing up. I used to listen to him.
Influence in making kids as well.
On Radio Bob.
Why doesn't anyone ever ask Prabob things about... How many kids has he got now?
I don't know, actually. I haven't been counting.
Okay.
But maybe you can tell us. How many?
I think he's probably on 7.
That's not bad.
I lost count.
You lost count.
It's not that.
So it's an Atrichville thing then, eh?
No, not really.
So Tumisho got lost along the way in translation because he just got one now at age 100.
I'm Abraham, dog.
Yeah, clearly.
You're also going to have Nakedi Ribani, grew up go Mamelodi D1.
Never to skip it over one.
No, don't worry about that one. We don't want to do politics here.
Yeah, no, come on, mention it. Please.
You're already on episode 3. What about episode 2?
What about, episode 2?
Bob is episode 1.
Is it? Right. Okay. Yeah. I see I'm going to be on episode 2 here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be talking about my...
You should have warned me. How? Stanford.
It's an opportunity now to ask him, Len, how are you? This jazz thing.
Well, is that why you're on the show? Okay,
what
so
it means
plugging
to him.
Now. Hey, he's plugging properly. Yeah. Using all your resources here.
No. I'm like, actually, I was like surprised. I was like, oh, I'm in the show. That's nice.
What?
So I'm going to talk jazz. Can I just mention the other
what
people?
What do you know about jazz?
We've got Selomake Kangube. I'm going to come back to that now. Selomake Kangube. We've got Vusi Mahlasela is going to be on the show. Puti Khomu. Vinny Da Vinci.
Oh,
yeah.
Small maestro.
I remember seeing him first time. I went to school with his sons, Sidise and Bo. Bo was a little bit younger than us, but Sidise and I were in the same class throughout.
Guys, does Vinny Da Vinci still have his license? You know, that guy doesn't have a driver's license, eh?
You're kidding me.
No. Vinny gets driven everywhere, eh?
I must say, Vinny, I have a lot of respect for that guy. He is one person who can party day and night and still be okay. Yeah. Like, he doesn't get old.
Has anyone actually ever seen Vinny Chan?
I've never seen him. I've only seen the hand.
When he plays,
right,
the hand goes behind him and it just goes up and down.
Yeah, I've never seen him.
So, James, what's the aim of the sessions? Is it to introduce people from Pretoria? Is it to introduce music? You know, because I don't see the link between why Tumisho is there and you know the rest of that lineup. You know, I don't see it.
Okay, let me explain my credentials then. Let me explain my credentials.
I didn't ask you. You're not the interviewer.
But you asked. You had asked me.
You're not the interviewee. So,
you know the main aim.
Right.
Actually.
Right.
We didn't take musicians or as Dikamo Seneca as an advocate and all that.
Yeah.
We took icons.
Okay.
So
then he should not be on this part.
Because Tumisho on this part. He comes in with him being from Mamelodi. What jazz meant to him.
Growing up.
Right.
You know, those days.
Right.
I remember in those days, the influences. Man in bag, you know?
Yeah. You know? Because if you think about it, a lot of people take jazz as just another music genre.
Yeah.
But it's not.
It's a movement, man. It's a way of life. It's a culture.
Yeah.
It's a culture.
You know?
I mean, before all these genres... What was played before access to radio and all that?
Every time you went to the cinema, I remember growing up, you go to the cinema, right? You know, you're going to watch the double play. It's going to be a Clint Eastwood movie or Lee Van Cleef. And then after that, it's going to be a Kung Fu movie featuring Jackie Chan or someone else, you know? Bolo Ewing or whatever.
Yeah.
Before the movie plays, they play jazz.
Yeah.
Right.
They used to play that guy. What's his name? Big John... Can I get mine? Who plays the organ? Anyway, it was a long time ago. But they'd always play that kind of music. They'd play a lot of jazz before they'd play the movie. And for me, that was a huge...
I think let's go into an ad break and then the rest we can discuss afterwards. Gents, I want to hear about your style tips, but from dress sense. But before that, we have to go pay the bills.
Let's go pay the bills and we'll be right back after this.
Flying fish now has even more flavor.
Wow! More flavor!
Huh?
Hey!
Bang!
What you doing?
Bring even more flavor!
All right! Introducing new Chilled Green Apple.
Chilled Green Apple!
It's a beer with all the bitterness brewed out and green apple flavor brewed in.
I see the flavors brewed in.
Go on, add some flavor.
Don't mind if I do.
Enjoy responsibly. Not for sale to persons under the age of 18.
Go on, add some flavor. Yeah, I feel.
That's what you guys are getting yourselves into. You still think he's an icon, eh? Icon from where? Eh?
You know, you know what I love about Monavisi? If it wasn't for him, oh, I would have an ego, my goodness. But you help me, Monavisi, because you always bring me down to Mother Earth. You know, for a little bit. At least this hour of the week, once a week for an hour, I get to understand what it's like to be normal, like everyone else.
Wait.
But you know what I'd love. Let's talk about this, because it's a Pretoria thing as well. You know.
You almost got me there.
Almost got you what? Oh, by the way, I think it's worth mentioning before we go any further that you guys have secured Khosientso Ramakgopa to also be on the show. That's quite a coup.
Now that's a lineup. That's a lineup.
Why do you say it's a lineup when we get to him?
Yeah, it starts and ends there. Yeah,
he's hoping to get a tender, this guy.
Yeah. In case he's listening, you know, maybe. And like, we do need some road fixing.
I'll WhatsApp him and tell him about you. You must just send me your profile for your company.
Okay.
And also, Notemba Madumo. I mean, honestly, this lady I had the biggest crush on when I was growing up, you know. Do I get to meet her? Do I get to like say hello?
She'll be the one
hang out with her.
She'll be the one taking you through the whole thing.
She's the narrator. A whole 2 days
together, me and her.
Don't worry, you won't be alone with her.
I better not be. That's all I'm saying. For your own good, if you want this.
Just in terms of fashion, like, who do you guys look up to, fashion-wise? There's no fashion people from Mamelodi or Atrichville. So let's look beyond, you know.
There aren't any.
Not that I know of.
Exactly.
Yeah, not that I know of.
What are you talking about there? Not that you know of.
Let's unpack this.
No, but we can't take like off the top of my head right now.
There's no one.
I wasn't prepared. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's no one. What influences your fashion?
You do know that Nageri Ribani was the top model. She was like the Pearl Tusi of her day back in the day.
When you have to compare something, it just loses its credentials.
What do you mean? But for those who don't understand,
is like the actor, like
It's like saying Timisho and Silo. Silo was the first person, the first black man on our soapy screens, who was like, wow, look at that black guy. And then Timisho like Silo came along and did the same thing. And then now it's someone else who's done something else. I mean, you can't say it like that. Who from Gautama is a fashion icon?
Yeah?
Who from Gautama is a fashion icon?
All the Miss South Africa, like two Miss South Africans are from Peggy Sue.
Yeah.
Mm. Uh-huh. So let's start and stop there. Top of mind.
And who else?
She's not
a fashion icon. She won a Miss South Africa once upon a time.
You need to be fashionable to do some.
Oh, so Judge Moseneke then is a fashionable guy, Mus. We can say that.
Vinnie Da Vinci is a
fashionable person. He's going to say Silo Mage doesn't have style. Who's going to be the first to stand up and say that?
No, but from Atrichville.
The guy's from Mamelodi. What must I do now?
Okay, gents, we've given you enough time now. Like, enough time to say what influences you.
You're anti-Mamelodi. You're hating.
No,
Pretoria.
I am.
Proper.
012, you're better.
Okay.
Yeah. You just lost
80% of the few fans that you had. Those five fans, you lost 80% of them.
Well, I don't know. We'll just let you talk.
Okay.
And we'll prove you wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, you talk and then we do and show you your talk.
But talking about style, guys, let's talk about this, because this is coming up these nowadays. Mm. And we want to know, is it okay or is it not okay for a man to wear animal print? Like if you wear a jacket, animal print.
Leopard.
Mm. Yeah, leopard print.
Yeah,
I want to eat.
Go north.
Smart. Yeah, why not? I mean, back in the day, Botswana, if you were the chief, you had to have killed your own leopard, Asker.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you must wear the leopard.
Yeah.
But we're just bringing that back.
I remember also back in the day, people used to make clothes out of the animal skins. That skin goes to good use.
Right.
Yeah. Skin goes to good use, and clothing was made out of that.
Right.
So I guess they're bringing back those trends at those days.
And then the boots, those like horse riding boots. Would you guys wear
those?
No, not me.
No, but we're not explaining what kind of boots.
Those knee high boots. Those.
Well, when we say should a man wear knee high boots, and what's your answer to that? And then you say, but what if they were Wellingtons? Like, either you're fishing. Like, I know Tito Mboweni is a fly fisherman, so he wears boots that are even higher than that.
When
he
goes fly fishing. Lecture ya how
in those
high Wellington
practice. Like when I'm going to Sandton City,
yeah.
You can't be wearing Wellingtons as a man just to
why go not?
To, because for men, Wellingtons are not a fashion statement like they are for women. You know what I mean? A woman can wear because it's winter. Oh, I'm wearing my Wellingtons and they're leopard print. A man, whatever color they are, you can't just wear them unless you're on the farm getting onto a tractor. It doesn't make sense then. It's like, but why are you wearing those? It's like wearing a hard hat to go to a meeting.
What remix?
It's the same thing.
This is my problem with Atrichville guys. They remix stories.
Listen to this guy.
The original home of jazz, knee-high Wellingtons.
But you know the radical fashion sense. It starts off here.
Then Joburg. The colors, the yellows. Because I see like lady colors. People from Pretoria always wear green and yellow. Or green and orange.
You don't wear green and orange at the same time.
You
wear you wear orange and blue. You wear green with another color. It has to be colors that go together. Green goes with brown, perhaps, but orange goes with blue, and it's a certain type of blue. Or yellow goes with blue. You can wear those two colors together because what do we call them? Complementary colors.
Yes.
We know these things because some of us have studied art. We know things that are called complementary colors. We have studied the color wheel. We know what certain colors mean. You see, blue, when you wear blue on you, it helps people listen to you in a meeting. I'm dropping jewels here. So if you're listening and you're a person who likes style as well, if you're going to a meeting, or you want to sell something and you want people to listen, wear something blue. That's why a blue pinstripe suit is favored by people like lawyers. Yellow gives people a sense of joy and ease around you. So if you put those two together, like a pinstripe navy blue suit with a yellow pocket chief, right? I'm telling you, people will listen. They'll pay attention.
You know, I think it was 2 years back.
Right.
In one of my business coaching sessions, pink was actually seen as a sales color.
Pink.
Mm. You were the man. You wear a pink shirt.
Mm.
That was actually seen as it was referred to as the sales color.
Mm.
When you're going to do when you're going to close that deal,
you just
make sure you have a pink shirt on.
Mm.
How?
Mm. Yeah, so Mizzy would like you very much.
Or pink tie.
I hope you met him when you were on your way out. Eh? And then gents cars. Right. I can see, you see, I can hear the grunts and the gravels to say. I mean, which car best describes you? Not what you're driving now. Which car do you think, in your opinion, best describes you?
An E63S model.
2015. Hey! Yay!
Okay. E63, yeah? AMG.
Yay. Okay.
All right. E63. S model.
Okay.
Yeah. For me, it would be a 99 Bentley Brooklyn.
A 99 Bentley Brooklyn.
Yeah.
All right. But you know what I like about people from Pretoria, eh? Sometimes we pronounce things very different to how people pronounce it.
Yeah, like, I know you do. You're special.
Like Peugeot, as the French call it.
Peugeot.
And a Citroën, Citroën. But, you know, if you were to say it properly, you'd say Citroën.
Yeah.
Citroën.
Yeah.
But can you imagine saying to Majita, hey, gents, I've been thinking of getting a Citroën.
They look at you like
come on. It doesn't even sound like it's a car. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, it doesn't
and
sound
then,
cool.
And then Porsche, Lee, describe a Joangyun.
I'm not a fan.
Gents, I'm putting you on the spot.
I'm not a fan.
You're not a fan, eh? Porsche.
I'm a big fan of Porsche. Go watch a Porsche car.
And then VW, the home. VW also claim it, ne? It's the home of
No.
No, we'll take VW. We'll take VW. I mean, we put caravels. We put on the map Karakara. It was. Yeah. It came about because of how we put the Karakara.
So and now you're claiming
especially, Karakara. Yeah. Especially ko umamsegwal.
Yeah. Ah, come on, guys.
Karakara.
Come on. Guys. Yeah. Come on, guys. Well, I'm not claiming Karakara. I'm saying the origins of why those guys came up with the song Karakara. It was reminiscent of what it's like to be in a taxi ko Mamelodi or in Pretoria in the 90s. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
In the early 2000s.
And then a Chevy or na likirgi king ki Chevrolet.
SS.
Hi, Chesa. Yeah.
Chevrolet. You know, you guys also
did you guys have like docks? Because we had like the Doc.
Doc Martin?
No, Doc. 3-2.
Yeah.
You won't know those. No. You won't know
those.
The
Mazda Doc. We left Mazda after the dumping.
Yeah.
And then Kusheshe, obviously.
Kusheshe.
Leo, not like him.
325. No. Where's the home? Where's the home?
No, not that clear. The rest of the country will be clear. For Attridgeville is claiming these.
No, not just Attridgeville. We're talking about the whole of Pretoria. You keep going back to just referring to Attridgeville. There's Attridgeville, there's Mamelodi, there's Harangua, there is Soshanguve, there's Mabopani, right claim, right here, that thing. Kusheshe kya ro na 325. Come on. 333 Tommy Lega. Ibiladi 333 nobody. The BMW 3 Series has historically been made kokai Roslin.
Yeah.
Kopitori.
Kopitori.
Like Lemalion.
Drops mic.
Like Lemalion. It's manufactured Kopitori.
Drops mic.
Komasanye. Kopitori masanye.
Kopitori.
Yeah. Masanye.
So when Germany sent us the memo and said, guys, you can't have the M3 yet, but you can make what is called a 333. They made it Kopitori.
But bona le this, ne? Mercedes-Benz South Africa. Kopitori.
Yeah. The head office. Although they're made elsewhere. Made elsewhere, let's be honest.
But the head office, where the money goes.
Where the money goes. I don't want to talk about it. You know what? Before we go anywhere, Monabis, topics for discussion. Did you notice that? Did you hear what happened?
That Ito story. Just did you hear that Ito story?
Talk to us about the Ito story. But I want to talk about Ashley Madison. I see your lovely wife is here. And I don't want to get you into any sort of trouble.
Yeah, let's be.
But are you not worried about that Ashley Madison situation?
What?
That the you know Ashley Madison, right?
Yeah.
You know that website that sometimes you just
the dating just, the one that you belong to.
You just browse. sometimes browse through to see if you might recognize people.
No, I see Tumisha's history there on his left. And then now he's the busiest because the wife just gave birth. There's no way he's going Ashley Madison.
Figured that you're lying because what? There's no way you could have seen that I was on Ashley Madison because I went on incognito.
Mm-hmm.
You know incognito.
Why jumpy says
even I can't find that information anymore on my laptop. It's gone. It was never there.
You know, Tumisho gents, there's a franchise that started in Pretoria, ne?
What's that?
It was a knockoff of Chicken Licken. Do you guys know it? It's called Hungry Lion.
Hungry Lion.
Yeah, have you guys ever heard of a franchise?
It never worked in Pretoria.
You know, chicken.
It never worked in Pretoria.
Called Hungry Lion.
Never worked.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. But here's the thing, right?
That's what this guy is at the moment.
If you've ever been on Ashley Madison, which is a dating service for married people, who just want to talk about the difficulties and sometimes how to handle being married, all the data was stolen, guys. So from the 19th of July, your stuff might surface anytime. And when I say your stuff, I mean your information.
So 36 million people's data has been stolen.
Your login details, email addresses, credit card information, your intimate details of your sexual preferences and fantasies. So if you said something that you like girls who have male appendages, now we will find out.
The after nine. Yeah, we find out if you're an after nine.
Then the guys are on the internet trying to just like take off the information. I was never there. I know nothing about that.
No. And then that Ito stuff. Did you? I mean,
I spoke about
you use
it earlier.
Kanyimbao. But how do you use Kanyimbao?
Why not?
To make you pay your Itols.
Well, if she, like, you know, sweeten the deal. There was a sweetener in there. Like, if you pay enough of your etos, we'll give you some of the money back and you can actually take Kanyimba out on the night, on the town. Maybe some people would see
take
that.
Take out on the fact, money that, that Sandra gave you back.
Yeah. Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah. Maybe she's saying. Dating
you,
someone
you
at
Sandra. Even get, you wouldn't even get to her to pick her up with that money.
Because of the etos, right? You couldn't even cross over.
You
know,
if you pay for a year, we give you back at least 2 months back. So you're actually paying for 10 months. Ne? And over a certain amount every month, this is I'm just giving my ideas out there, guys. I'm spitballing. If you pay, let's say over 500 rand a month, then you only pay for 10 months. The other 2 months, we actually give you the money back in the form of a voucher where you can go on a date with Kanyimba. Would you pay?
No.
In Tumi's words, Tumi Nkosi tweeted, said, dear Sandra, not even Beyonce can convince us to pay e-tolls.
We don't want Beyonce to even try, because if some idiot from Sandral decides, let's try Beyonce, can you imagine they're going to pay Beyonce 20 million of our rands that they could have paid the e-tolls with just for Beyonce to convince us to pay 20 million towards e-tolls? But Royla Blind.
Gents, I hope you pay your e-tolls. Just saying.
Why? Why do you pay your e-tolls?
Because, I mean, it's a long road from Pitori to Jose every day to come and make money here and then to move back
but
there.
Royla Blind.
It's quite a challenge. Jen, so where to from here? I mean, you know, what's up for the group, basically?
Well, it's implementation now of the MyJazz.
Okay.
Which starts with, we've got a business incubator.
Okay, in Pretoria.
In Pretoria. Right. It's for businesses that are based in Pretoria.
Right.
Yeah, and we've got a food services learnership.
Hmm.
Also for Pretoria residents. It's a learnership.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it goes on to the TV documentary of the MyJazz.
Mm.
And then the final thing is the MyJazz Experience festivals, music festivals.
Right.
Whereby those festivals are actually the practical learning sessions of the learnership.
Hmm.
And that is where we all celebrate and get together and celebrate the culture and the craft.
Right.
Yeah. Hota udikiwara.
Eish.
Oh.
Ndoguma.
Eish. Eish. Obriwaisha. Ndoguma.
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 Tumisho na practice alastike mooni. Aveta.
Utiluza waitinyana.
Kari na kotaka, mi bras. Wai zinegele da.
Yeah, no. I think it's time to wrap up the show, Tumisho. What do you think, buddy?
No, we must wrap it up. We must go. Yeah. We've paid our bills. It's been fun. It's been really interesting. Thanks for coming through, guys.
Yeah.
It was great talking to you guys. I'm just looking for something to really take us out on a high note. I don't see anything here that's South African. So how about some Nina Simone then, eh?
Yeah.
Why
not?
Hi, Chesa. Oh, but you've got a radio for voice, eh? Has anyone ever told you that?
You gotta speak into the mic though.
Yeah, would be very proud.
I guess it needs skill. Eh?
Yeah, ne?
You
no, the skill is
just gotta believe in yourself, yeah, brother. Man. You just gotta believe in yourself. Yeah. Okay, that's us from Black Life this week. We got a very strange message from
Strawberry.
Question mark. Strawberry has sent us the number. I don't know if it was for us or for Somizi. But anyway, thanks, Strawberry. The number is 092-637-8254. Maybe he wants you all to know the number. I'll say it again. 092-637-8254. If you want to call Strawberry.
Gents, I think maybe that's for you. You know, not really like voice. Yeah, yeah, obrigado.
And Strawberry was like, I want me some of that.
Yeah, no.
Okay, we're out of here. See you guys next week from us at Team Black Life.
Cheers.
Cheers.
This is CliffCentral.com.